Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hello, my name's Nigel Jones and I'm Sales and Marketing Director at Practice Plan, and welcome to this latest edition of Bodcast. This time we're going to be looking at the results from the latest NHS Confidence Monitor that Practice Plan have been running for a number of years now. Essentially what the Confidence Monitor does is tests attitudes towards the NHS, both in terms of currently and in terms of its future. Now, some of you may like to see some of the various pie charts and graphs that are associated with the results, in which case, either click on the link that you should be able to see or go to www.nhsdentistryinsights.co.uk. Now, this research was undertaken with both NHS and private dentists, and there was quite a stark contrast between the attitudes of both sets of dentists. Now, one of the questions that we were asking NHS dentists, of which there were 329 respondents, making it a pretty robust sample size, was when thinking about working within the NHS, how happy are you that you, and then there are a variety of questions that attach to that. So, for example, how happy are you that you can provide the level of care that you want to your patients? How happy are you that you have enough time to manage patient expectations? How happy are you that you're fairly remunerated for the work you do? How happy are you that you can achieve the level of job satisfaction you'd like to? How happy are you you can do your job within agreed working hours? How happy are you that you're able to carry out your work without feeling overly stressed? And how happy are you that you're able to achieve a good work-life balance? So I'm not going to go through all of those, but just pick out the ones that I found particularly interesting. And the very first of those was of particular interest to me. I spent 27 years since 1990, working with dentists, helping them develop the private side of their practice, and in many cases actually leave the NHS completely and go entirely private. When I look at the motivations for why they are thinking about doing that, actually for most of them it hasn't been around the fact that they are compromising on the level of care they are providing their patients. It's mostly been because in order to maintain what they consider to be a very high level of care to their patients, they feel they need to go private because they don't think that quality, that standard, is sustainable under the NHS. So one of the things that I find particularly interesting about this latest set of results is that we actually have 81% of NHS dentists who responded to the survey saying that they are either unhappy or very unhappy. In fact, 32% said they're very unhappy with their ability to provide the level of care they want to on the NHS. And I think that's quite a worrying sign. And for me, that suggests that the kind of compromises that have been done in the past to work-life balance, to remuneration, have been stretched as far as they can do. And now we're seeing a significant impact on the care that people are able to provide patients. Now, obviously, that could mean clinical care. But the second question is also, I think, very interesting. This is the one that asks about how happy are you that you have enough time to manage patient expectations. Now, for me, that's a really important point. We know that sort of 60-70% of complaints, of which many may turn towards litigation, that 60-70% of patient complaints arise from breakdowns in communication. So the pressure that must come with feeling like you don't have enough time to manage patient expectations can be huge. So when you see the results in the survey, and it's suggesting that 90% of NHS dentists that responded feel that they don't have enough time, they feel either unhappy or very unhappy with the amount of time they put aside to manage patient expectations, that must be a huge pressure on them if they want to avoid complaints and litigation. And I think that's a real big worry. We know that the morale of the profession has definitely been adversely affected by the fitness to practice issues from the GDC, that whole kind of process. So the thought that you aren't able to communicate effectively with patients in a way that minimises the risk of ending up in front of an FTP or an FTP panel, or having to deal with complaints even at a local level, must be immense. Well, when you look down the other measures, you can see that actually, again, it's all in the 80s and the 90s, really, in terms of how happy they are with remuneration, how happy they are with job satisfaction. The very fact that 89% of NHS dentists don't feel able to carry out their work without feeling overly stressed, that is a really significant percentage. The work-life balance, 72% are saying they're not able to achieve a good work-life balance working on the NHS. And that all contributes, I think, to an overall picture of a profession that's struggling to do its best working within the NHS, but really finding it harder and harder and harder. That point about risk and litigation, we've actually picked out as a separate question where we've asked, how anxious are you about the risk of complaints and litigation? And amongst NHS dentists, 45% are extremely anxious, and a further 26% describe themselves as very anxious. In fact, only 5% say they're not very anxious or not at all anxious. So this clearly is a major, major issue. And I think one of the other interesting questions that's come out of this is the one where we ask, do you think it's harder to adhere to GDC standards in the NHS compared to private dentistry? And overwhelmingly, 88% of responders said, yes, it is harder within the NHS compared to private dentistry. And for me, I think that's quite an interesting link to the exchange that went on between the Federation of London LDCs and the GDC last year, where the Federation of London LDCs asked the GDC if it was effectively, were challenging them to say, is it possible to meet the gold standards required by the regulator for the tin-plated budget available under the NHS? And certainly these results would suggest it's getting harder and harder to do that. One of the questions we had was actually, the NHS aspires to the highest standards of excellence and professionalism. So how easy do you find it to balance professionalism and working within an NHS contract, which goes right to the heart of the Federation of London LDC's point, really? And 85% of NHS dentists said it's very difficult to balance professionalism and working within an NHS contract. And I think that really does say an awful lot about why the morale of those dentists working within the NHS is, according to a variety of surveys, very, very low at the moment. And it is challenging them to think about whether or not they should be looking towards the private sector as an alternative, or indeed retiring. A large chunk are looking at retiring. But we did ask the same sorts of questions of private dentists. And again, we had well over 100 private respondents who, again, represent a good sample size on which to form some conclusions. And it's a very, very different picture for them. So the question about, can you provide the level of care that you want to your patients? We have 76% saying they are much happier in private practice compared to when they were working in the NHS. And a further 16% saying they're happier. So overall, you're looking at 92% of private dentists are happier or much happier at the level of care they are providing now compared to when they're in the NHS. It's a similar picture when it comes to that important point about managing patient expectations and communicating effectively. We have 70% saying they're much happier and 22% saying they're happier. So 92% of private dentists saying that compared to when they were working in the NHS, they're much, much happier that they're able to communicate effectively and manage patient expectations. And to be honest, that's replicated throughout all of the other questions that we've asked. So we have the best part of 85% of private dentists saying they feel fairly remunerated. They feel happy or very happy with the level of remuneration that they're having. Job satisfaction is up at 89%, with them saying happy or much happier than in the NHS. In terms of working hours, it's 55% that are saying they're much happier and 27% saying they're happier. So it's very clear that there is a big divide between the way that private dentists feel about their profession, their work, their daily life, compared to those that are working within the NHS. And then going on to that question about whether or not it's harder to adhere to GDC standards in the NHS compared to private dentistry, 85% of private dentists think it's harder in the NHS compared to the private side. So it's not just that the NHS dentists are thinking that it might be a bit easier in private practice to adhere to the GDC standards. Private dentists themselves clearly feel the same way, that in reality that is actually the case. Now, I think it's worth saying that private dentists aren't immune from some of those fears about complaints and litigation. When we've asked that question about how anxious are you when it comes to complaints and litigation, private dentists have indicated a fair degree of anxiety. But in terms of those that say they're not very anxious or not at all anxious, you might remember that I mentioned before that that constituted 5% of the NHS respondents. It's actually 33% of private respondents who aren't very anxious at all about this.
Yes, that still leaves 27% that are extremely anxious, 16% that are very anxious, and 24% that are anxious. So private dentistry is not the solution to everything. There is still going to be that fear about patient expectations, particularly if being in the private world involves the potential for more cosmetic dentistry and higher patient expectations as a result of the variety of care and techniques that could be offered to them. So they're not immune from all of that, but distinctly less anxious about it than when they were NHS dentists. Now, it's interesting, I think, when you compare and contrast those two things, you build this picture of NHS dentists really struggling both in terms of the quality of care, the ability to manage patient expectations, job satisfaction, remuneration, all of those sorts of things. Whereas in stark contrast, the private dentists, in comparison to when they were working within the NHS, are much, much happier. So you've got this sort of situation where the obvious thing to do might be to go private. So in terms of those NHS dentists, when we ask them actually, what do you plan to do? Do you see yourself operating within the NHS in 5 years' time? 70% of them said they didn't imagine that they would be operating within the NHS in 5 years' time, which is a huge percentage. And I think is supported by other surveys that have been done by other dental bodies and dental organisations. The question about, okay, so if you're not going to be within the NHS, what do you plan to do? So 27% are looking to leave dentistry. Now, that's going to include a number of people that could continue to pursue a career for many years within dentistry. So that's incredibly sad. We've heard stories about people that have left the profession as a result of the trauma of going through a GDC investigation, even if they were exonerated at the end of it. So I think it's incredibly sad that people are feeling so dispirited that they're contemplating leaving, even though they have so much to offer patients and could have such a rewarding career. You've got 21% that are saying that they're going to retire. I suspect some of those will be retiring early, as well as those that it's the right time for them to retire. But 52% of the 70% that said they wouldn't be operating within the NHS in 5 years' time, 52% are saying they're going to move to private dentistry. And that has to be a significant concern, I think, for government as they look to the future. The cynics might say that actually maybe that suits their agenda, that actually what they would really like to see is NHS dentistry slowly declining without them having to take any concrete action themselves. But we've still got a population with a huge amount of need that I think needs to be serviced, and particularly the priority groups in that. So one of the very interesting questions that we asked was whether or not people supported a topic of discussion and topic of debate that's been around for some time about whether or not NHS dentistry should move towards more of a core service, focusing on those priority groups, those are groups that are potentially more vulnerable, such as children, such as adults exempt from charges, such as more elderly patients, the care home type scenario. And again, overwhelmingly, you had 64% of NHS dentists saying, yes, it should move to a core service, and 85% of private dentists saying, 86% of private dentists saying it should move towards a core service. So I think with all these results, at the moment, with the lack of certainty about what a new contract in England might look like, a lack of confidence about the ability of the NHS to continue to fund dentistry at its current level, given all the pressures on the NHS budget from a variety of sources, from secondary care to other aspects of primary care, as well as the pressure coming from social care as well. It's hard to imagine the situation improving from now, and what the situation is now looks pretty tough. So a lot of food for thought, I think, for people in government and also the leaders of the profession in the BDA. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it's been interesting, and please do check out the full results on the NHS Dentistry Insights website. Many thanks.